It was hot. It felt like the sun was following me everywhere I went.
Is there much of a difference? I mean, obviously, than the norm. I know, give me the look. It is hot. You're sweating it. But in terms of being able to get those practice reps, I know you guys talked about in West Virginia, you can get a lot more out of that time. Do you feel that whole tiredness sort of thing on you here?
Well, I think we just further along in camp. And then, you know, having the heat to play a big part of it today. It was a stressful day, but it was a good day for your mental toughness. Nobody went down from injuries that I know of. Nobody cramped up. Everybody fought through. It wasn't a lot of mental mistakes. So I feel like we got a lot accomplished today.
With the experience that you have already, how important is this week, that third preseason game?
Oh, it's very important, you know, because you never know. And we got guys coming back that was injured, and, you know, you have to get your work in. You never know what can happen in the third preseason game that can make you or break you, because you got one more left. And, you know, being 8 years in, you don't know whether or not you play in that eighth game. I mean, that fourth game or not.
Is this the hottest practice that you can remember out here, or have you been hotter out here?
Well, Mississippi was the hottest ever. So, I mean, it was hot today, but we had hotter days.
So Mississippi was worse than
that? Oh, yes, no question.
Now, Robert, where would you rank yourself as far as stretching the defense? Would you put yourself, like, top three or top four as far as the receiving corps getting over the top?
And out of 32 teams or just ours?
No, just the Saints.
I don't know. It's a great question. I always feel like I'm the best, so I guess I want to be the best at everything I do, so I strive to be the best. And I got a lot of work to do to get back to that.
Robert, do you think that the fact that Aiden Pink talked about it yesterday, about how you have such a really good ability to block as a receiver, is it kind of the more you know how to do in this core that may help you stand out above one? Because it's such a tight race to get those last few spots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to do everything it takes to get on the field. You know, God gave you a gift. And, you know, I got a little bit more experience than the young guys, but everything that I know that I've been taught, I try to give it to them. Try to help them with all the tips there is possible to make this team. For me, it's just using your gift.
You pride yourself on being a good blocker?
I pride myself on being a good wide receiver. You don't want to consider yourself as a good wide blocker. That don't sound good.
Robert, the difference between Camp 1 and Camp 8 for you there, is it a little slower in the morning when you get up, bones creak a little, or you just feel like your rookie year again there? How's the body holding up after this year and week?
I feel like this. After 8 years in, every day is rough. From your third year on up, I think every day is rough. And I feel like for rookies, they get up excited, but their body's still stiff and tight as well.
Robert, a lot of talent on the 09 defense. I know it's early. A lot of talent on this defense. Do you see similarities between those two? Practicing against these guys?
Yes, I see similarities because you got a lot of veterans. And you have guys that can actually just take away one side. And you have guys that can make plays. And you got a smart linebacker in Curtis Lofton to make things work. So, yes, Curtis reminds you of Vilma a lot. And, yes, I do see similarities.
When you look at this group of wide receivers, do you feel like you're competing for a spot? And is it weird the situation for you to be in after so many years, you know, leaving, coming back? I mean, it's been a...
Okay, say that again.
When you look at this group of wide receivers, do you feel like you're competing for a roster spot? Is that something you felt like before?
Every day you compete. It's not just this year or any other years. Every day you compete to be the best. You compete for a spot. Every year, you never knew what can happen, you know. Just like when I was in San Diego, yeah. I was supposed to be the guy. So I was competing every day. You never know.
Robert, same question, just a little bit different. I understand you're saying every day you're competing. Maybe it's a better way to say the competition's tougher, even tougher now. Is that a little bit deeper? Because you can say, you know, everybody's competing for a job every day. But is the competition around you a little bit tougher? This year, meaning the quality, even overall quality receivers.
We got great receivers, but that's life, you know. Being like I said earlier, competitive, it just comes with the nature of football. And yes, we got a strong core, so we're gonna have great battles, you know. And it's gonna be great laughters in the room, and it's gonna be dog fights, you know, and right now we all in a dog fight to make the team.